Canada's Environment Minister, David Anderson, recently announced the equivalent of more than $20 million will be made available to communities to clean up several badly polluted areas in the Great Lakes over a five-year period. The program is called the Great Lakes Sustainability Fund. John Shaw is the manager of the fund. He says this is extra money to be used to clean up 16 pollution hotspots called areas of concern.
So we fully expect to be allocating resources across all of the areas of concern, working with municipalities in the province to improve environmental quality and how they manage things.
While other money will be spent on the lakes, the Great Lakes Sustainability Fund is the bulk of Environment Canada's efforts to clean up the nation's heavily polluted areas of concern in the region. Environmentalists in Canada say the money is long overdue, and they point out this is not new money, it's replacement money. John Bennett is with the Sierra Club Canada. He says the $20 million simply restores funds that were cut by Parliament in the mid-1990s.
It's a very good sign to see that Mr. Anderson and the federal government is now getting back into funding this work. It's really up to the provincial government now to join in and match these funds.
Bennett says $20 million is nice, but really, it's just a drop in the Great Lakes.
It's still not enough to actually meet the problems. The Great Lakes is the most important body of water in North America, and Canada is willing to spend, $20 million U.S. to keep it clean. I don't think it's enough.
But the Canadian government says its Great Lakes Sustainability Fund is just the start. The fund's manager, John Shaw, says matching money from municipal and provincial governments can triple the amount to be spent on pollution cleanup in the areas of concern.
I guess there's always a desire to have more, but I think the important thing with the fund is that we can fund approximately a third of the project and look for two-thirds of the funding from other partnerships.
Across the border, meanwhile, the U.S. government would like to see the Canadian government pay a lot more for cleanup of the areas of concern. While the Canadian federal government is putting up $20 million over 5 years, the Environmental Protection Agency is asking for 2.5 times that much each year to clean up the pollution hotspots on the U.S. side of the border. Carol Browner is the EPA's administrator.
It is clear that the United States has been leading the way in terms of financial commitments, seeking just in one budget year alone an additional $50 million for cleanup in the Great Lakes. We would love to see an equal partnership.
However, before Browner will boast too much about the U.S. money to clean up the areas of concern, she points out Congress has not yet approved it, and in fact, the money's future doesn't look good. Meanwhile, an organization that represents the 8 Great Lakes states says neither amount is enough to clean up the Great Lakes problem spots. Michael Donahue is the executive director of the Great Lakes Commission.
I think we'd be kidding ourselves if we thought that this was a one-time fix. I think what it is a should be viewed hopefully as the first of many commitments to work in partnership with the provinces and with the U.S. state and federal governments to get the job done over a period of time.
In fact, just last month, a commission that monitors whether the U.S. and Canadian governments are keeping their commitments to a water quality agreement between the two nations reported the two governments had to step up their efforts. It warned if they don't, there can be little hope of fully restoring and protecting the lakes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.